Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. So the other day, we went over a stock that you might want to put on your watch list, especially if you're a big fan of commodities. But today, we're going to go over the ultimate stock to put on your watch list, but on the short side. This is probably the worst stock I have ever seen in my life outside of pets.com. Maybe Enron might be right up there. And it's going to the moon. It's going crazy right now. So obviously you don't want to short it as we speak. But this, in my opinion, is going to be one of the greatest short opportunities we have had in the last, let's say, 5 years. Now, this isn't investment advice. This is more for entertainment purposes. You guys know that. But in full disclosure, this is definitely on my watch list for the Rebel Capitalist model portfolio. I just set that up today, the trading portfolio with $100,000. So you can follow along with that if you want. You can go to georgegammon.com/pro. But we'll get into my strategy for shorting this stock in a moment. Let's go over, drum roll please, what this stock is. The stock that we're talking about today is the one and only Truth Social. Oh, now it's going under ticker symbol DJT, because we know that ticker symbol back in the 1990s went really well for the Donald. This whole thing, it's just what a crazy, crazy world we live in, isn't it? And I know this is going to piss off a lot of you, but that's fine. Sometimes I actually enjoy, in fact, a lot of times I actually enjoy pissing people off, even the Rebel Capitalist community. So first and foremost, this is just such a ridiculous stock. And I can't believe they're public. And B, I can't believe the thing has gone up to like a $9 or $10 billion valuation. It's the cult of personality. Isn't it amazing? So actually, let's start by going to Barron's. And we can see that the stock has just gone straight up. I mean, it's such an incredible company, right? Wrong. We're going to get into that in a moment. Let's do a 5-day chart, something like that. Here we go. Yeah. So, man, it's a moonshot. Boom, straight up. At one time, it was up at $77, which would give it what was the market cap then? So at $66, the market cap is only 2.1 billion? No, something's wrong. It's more than that. So shares outstanding, that's important, because based on what we've been talking about over the last few days with volatility, we want to see what the float is. And the shares outstanding, 135 million. But Trump has like, I don't know, 70, 80 million. So the float is extremely low, which means that this thing, the volatility on this will be astonishing. Oh, I cannot wait to watch this over the next few months. And especially as he's on the campaign trail and if he's talking about it, that makes the stock go even higher and people are getting FOMO. I mean, it could turn into the next GameStop. It really could. Now, that said, if you time that right on the short side, it was a fantastic position. You just don't want to get crushed by the hysteria. All right, now let's go over and see what the Wall Street Journal says. They're giving some more details that I highlighted. So it's poised to go public. Okay, this is from yesterday. When does it start trading? The ticker, okay, we know that. What is Truth Social worth? Well, I can answer that question for you. Zero. It is worth zero. Geez. At Monday's closing price, Truth Social's parent will have a valuation of around $6.8 billion. And today at 77, I mean, I think that was at a price of like 50 bucks. So at 77, I mean, it's I don't know, 8-9 billion, just absolutely unbelievable. Trump owns 60% of the company, worth nearly 4 billion. On Monday's close, those numbers will continue swinging with the share price. You think? Donald Trump's net worth is going to, it's going to be like, I want to say a roller coaster ride, but that's not doing it justice. I mean, it's like that tweet that I put out the other day that, but it is regarding Bitcoin. And, but it's, I think it's more applicable to Donald Trump's net worth, that it's going to be more volatile than a coked up hooker on the Jerry Springer show. Oh boy, we got some crazy times, but boy, oh boy, they're going to be entertaining. I'm talking about 2024. So Trump has to hold the investment for at least 6 months, but yet not really. That's what people are thinking. So like, oh, I'll just buy now and he can't unload his $4 billion worth of shares. And you know he's going to do that. I mean, come on. He's gonna be the liquidity provider for all of this, all the people holding the bag on this. And now it's not to say some people probably won't get rich, just like GameStop. But the majority of the MAGA folks out there that are buying this stuff, probably not going to end well. To sell shares or borrow against them, he would need a waiver from the board. Okay, so fine, he gets a waiver from the board. So I don't think this 6 month thing really holds any traction at all. Oh, speaking of traction, is Truth Social doing well? The site has struggled to gain traction. What's hilarious is, and we're going to go to Twitter in a moment to see kind of the gossip, the narrative around the scuttlebutt around Truth Social. But a lot of the people that I see buying it that are in kind of the, what do you want to call them? The populist movement for Trump online. And I would put Tim Pool in that category. I love Tim Pool. I think he's absolutely fantastic. So don't take this the wrong way. Now, I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I think he's definitely a positive force for freedom and liberty out there. But he's out there buying the shares of Truth Social. He announced that on Twitter. But I would ask him if he's actually on Truth Social. Are you actually using it, Tim? And if you are, how much are you using it? My guess is not much. Getting back to the article, the site has struggled to gain traction, not surprisingly, and burned through nearly all its cash before the deal with the shell company. Truth Social is set to get roughly $300 million in the merger. Now, maybe they won't go to a zero. Maybe they won't turn into pets.com if they actually take that $300 million and invest it in a company that actually makes money. So what they could do, I guess, is they could take the $300 million and buy NVIDIA, or they could turn it into the next Michael Saylor, and they could buy Bitcoin or gold or something like that, or something that might actually go up in value. But heaven forbid they take that $300 million and actually invest it into the company, because that's just, you might as well light it on fire at that point. Some question Truth Social's value. Yeah, I think that's rational to question Truth Social's value. Since Trump has been allowed back on Facebook and X, the site formerly known as Twitter, Trump has about 34 million on Facebook, 34 million followers, and 87 million followers on X. On Truth Social, he has about 6.6 million followers. I would argue that, well, I don't know this, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were a total of like 7 million total people on Truth Social, and the engagement doesn't even exist. This is just so preposterous. I can't get over it. Hey guys, I want to invite each and every one of you to join me May 31st through June 2nd in Orlando for Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the annual conference I do, and this year it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to have some of your favorites there as speakers, guys like Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, Real Estate, Kenny McElroy. We're going to have Robert Barnes. They're talking about freedom and liberty. Even Rich Cooper is going to be there discussing red pill issues. This event is all about giving you the intel, the insider information you need to not only survive 2024, but thrive. The whole reason I created this event was to give you the tools you need to build the future you deserve for yourself and your family. This is an event you are not going to want to miss. So to get more information, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. You can see a full list of speakers we've had in the past. You can see clips from past events. And most importantly, you can get your tickets. As we get closer to the event, the tickets go up in price. So you're going to want to get those ASAP at rebelcapitalslive.com. And we will see you in Orlando, May 31st through June 2nd. The company posted about $5 million in sales. You say from the last quarter, from the last week, from the last day? No, from 2021. So the question becomes, what has made more money since 2021? Gross, not even net. Truth Social or the George Gammon YouTube channel? And if it's the George Gammon YouTube channel, how come I'm not worth $4 billion? Oh, geez. The answer is just simply cult of personality. That's the bottom line. It's market value when it becomes... I can't even get through this. It's so ridiculous. Its market value, when it begins trading, will still be similar to that of Reddit, another social media company. Reddit's market value is $9 billion, right around Truth Social. But has Reddit made $5 million in gross since 2021? No. Last year, they made $800 million. But obviously, Truth Social should have the exact same valuation. And that's assuming that Reddit's not overvalued, which I would argue it is wildly overvalued. Getting into some more data. Look at this. Reddit last quarter made $18 million, which by no means justifies their valuation. But at least they made $18 million, and that's net. Truth Social has made $5 million total in the last 3 years, and they've incinerated like $18 or $20 million, maybe even more. And I just hope and pray they take that $300 million and invest it in some other company, because that's the only shot they have of not going bust. Now let's get over to Twitter and see what people are saying. Here you go. Majority Taylor Greene, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican, bought 50K of Truth Social for 92 a share back in October 2021. That's when they had literally made $0. And now, after holding for 3 years, she is down. Oh, boy. Marjorie, if you're watching, and if you value that whatever you have left, you might want to liquidate that position. Oh, geez, 170 million straight cat. Okay. Trump media has soared by 50% on its debut on the NASDAQ. The American people are buying DJT to send them this message to Washington and big tech. This is the exact same argument that you heard about GameStop. It's identical. That you had all these people, the apes, were piling in, and they're going to have diamond hands, right? And hey, more power to them. They ripped the face off Melvin Capital. That is for sure. But at the end, as far as all these people that bought the meme stock just to prove a point or get rich or whatever, on net balance, way more people lost money than actually made money. It's how these things always, always, always play out. Because what ends up happening is you have the majority of the people that come in and buy right at the end, and they hold the bag all the way down, so they just can't take it anymore, and then they sell. You have the few people that were in there right at the beginning. Like with GameStop, it was that kid, the scary kitty or whatever. Josh, what was his name? Screaming Kitty or something like that.
I'm not sure. It was something kidding though.
Yeah, something kitty, I think. But you've got that guy that gets in there and puts in like 50 grand and he cashes out with like 30 million. Sure, you've got a lot of those stories. But for every one of those, you've got 10,000 people that put in $1,000, $5,000 and they basically lose everything. And mostly, and even if the stock goes up, they still lose because they can't stomach the volatility. And so they end up buying and selling at the wrong times. So, but again, in the whole message that the GameStop community was trying to push, I think is an admirable message, but does it move the needle? No, because look, all those hedge fund guys that you're trying to destroy, what are they doing? They're riding your coattails. They're getting the information flow from Robinhood, as an example, and they're just front running every single thing that you're doing. So I think it's admirable, but it's counterproductive. And it's, in my opinion, going to end the exact same way with DJT. I'm really surprised that he had the balls. Well, maybe not coming from Donald Trump, that he named it DJT, seeing as how that was his first company that is infamous for going bust back in the 90s with all his casinos and all the stuff that he was doing in New Jersey. So here you go, $3.3 million in revenue with a $6.58 billion market cap. Astonishing. GME equaled 6.7 net income for 2023 with a $4.7 billion market cap. So again, let's just for a moment step back, zoom out, so we can see how insane this is. So my little operation here, we didn't, I'm trying to think this through. Did we do three? No, we wouldn't have done 3 million gross last year with just the events and Rebel Capitalist Live and ad revenue and all the other stuff that I do. But I won't give the exact numbers, but let's just say that we did $1 million in gross revenue. I mean, they did 3.3. So that would mean the George Gammon YouTube channel is worth, if that's worth six, then the George Gammon YouTube channel has got to be worth at least $2 billion, right? I mean, duh, hello. I'm sure most of you Rebel Capitalists would love to buy Rebel Capitalist Live for $2 billion. I mean, come on. Just imagine if I said that. Guys, I've got an amazing investment opportunity for you. I'm going to allow you to buy shares in my YouTube channel, and I'm going to give you an incredible price. You're going to get an amazing deal on this. I'm going to sell these shares to you at a market valuation of $2 billion. This is going to be amazing. You're getting in on the ground floor, and boy, oh boy. I mean, next week, we're going to do this whole road trip to freedom challenge thing. And man, that's going to increase my subscribers by at least like 1,000. And that's probably worth another, who knows, 3 or 4 billion in market cap. I mean, this is the level that we're dealing with here. This market is a complete clown show. Couldn't agree more. And guys like this are just going to run up the price. Who knows how high it'll get? I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to short it now. Obviously, you never want to do that. I mean, GameStop is a perfect example. What you want to do is wait till the narrative completely shifts and the mainstream out there has another shiny object to take all their money and gamble on. Then you short it. Yeah, all these Trump guys are just like dunking on everyone. Just like the Bitcoin guys, just like the GameStop guys. Geez. Well, there's Tim right there. Just bought DJT. He's got 6,800 likes. And again, does he even have an account on on Truth Social? And if he does, there's no way he's using it. Well, that's my opinion. I shouldn't state that as a matter of fact, but I would be shocked if Tim actually uses his Truth Social account. That's assuming he's even got one. There you go, guys. That is the clown world we're living in right now. At times, very, very scary. At other times, you got to admit, it's definitely entertaining. On that note, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. See you in the next video.